You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 9:04. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We've been talking a lot about college football playoff. We were talking a lot of Texans. We talked a lot of Rockets as well. Tonight, they got Brooklyn in town. The beard is here. Are you going to boo or cheer James Harden? Do you appreciate him, or are you just are you glad he's gone? I always contended when he was here that they weren't going to win anything with James Harden. He was a great player that just wasn't a winner. I mean, they won, obviously, a lot of games with him, but they couldn't win a championship with him. And they weren't going to win a championship with him because he didn't have that gene. He didn't have that he didn't have the nuts to take
them all
the way.
And the one time he had a team that could carry him along, the guy that could help carry him along hurt his hamstring.
Well, but how about James? How about not going 0 for 27? How about you know what? And you had leads in both of those games at the half.
There was no Chris there. That's what I'm saying.
But I know. But they still had leads in both of those games at the halves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that was a huge, huge injury.
James must win a championship to validate his stature as an all-time great. I guess in a sense, he could be Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
I don't remember Barkley coming up short in the playoffs.
Carl Malone scored a higher level than James. I mean, so... And he didn't win it.
He's more
and
like
he had Stockton.
He's more like Karl Malone, probably.
Yeah, one of the great scorers in the game,
rebounder, everything. Yeah. James had a lot of assists. James is responsible for more points than any player in NBA basketball over the last 5 years.
Oh yeah,
nobody's responsible for more total points.
How about more turnovers?
I mean, he's up there.
Yeah,
he's kind of high in the total turnover count. I would say he's
how about
it wouldn't shock me if he probably has more turnovers than anybody over the last 5 years.
He's attributed to him offensively and defensively.
I mean, if you look at it that way, he's allowed more points than any player in the history of basketball. He's been responsible for points scored more than anybody in basketball history. Anybody.
Coach
James
Bear
plays a lot of games too.
Coach Bear wants to get in here about the college football playoff. Hey, Coach Bear.
Hey guys, been listening to y'all since first period, my off period. I'm getting a test now on DNA, but I got to speak back to Lance because I've got just the. It'll solve everything. Lance's brother's team, I think he's DC at Tomball, the fourth place team from their district, and they're one game away from playing from state championship because they got hot at the right time. 20 years ago, they wouldn't even be in the playoffs. But now they're one of 132 in 6A, and they made it that far. College football, the big division, is the only one that doesn't do that. High school does it. Pro does it. Every other college football division does it. Now, if you want to be old man on the porch, I understand. There are a lot of coaches that are like that. But we moved on to Gordon Wood. We moved on to Lake Hill. And we got to progress, and we want the best team represented. And that's head down.
Do you hate your brother? Is that what you do?
These arguments about things that don't. We're talking about Texas high school football differences in a season that's going to last all this time. If you guys can make Texas high school football look like Ohio State and Michigan and Alabama and Texas,
North Shore,
that's great.
They look great.
You waited all that time, and you're not even remotely going to convince me.
Texas also has two 6A champions.
They have two different 6A. They have several regions, by the way.
A fifth place team in their district that's going to the semifinals
because they have a zillion teams that make the playoffs, and they have a zillion regions.
They were fourth best in their.
Yes, there's a ton of teams that make the playoffs in high school. But there's a ton of regions too. They don't have. Look, if college football does okay, based Bear, what you said is I would agree. If they had a group of five playoffs, a Power Five playoffs, FBF, FCS, yeah, I'm for all that stuff. That's great.
But they
separate it out.
They do
have a group of five, not Power Five.
No, they already do that. It's called FCS and FBS. FCS has a playoff. Then Division II has a playoff. Then Division III has a playoff. They do have all of that. There are five different college football
champions. But do it in college football. If he wants to make a comparison to Tomball High School with this, like Aaron said, there's two different 6A playoffs. It's not just 1-6A. Yeah, they can't get there's too many teams.
But the
they
point
couldn't get
is
them all
still
in.
That lesser teams who did not do great in, during the regular season
multiple regions,
actually are winning.
I am not going to put Tomball on the level of a top six or eight team in college football.
They are the Cincinnati.
To me, that's a stupid argument.
They are the SMU
next argument
of high school football.
Next argument.
They're the greatest.
Have something better for me. I like where you're headed, but I just these comparisons are just so bad. I just don't think we compare to levels of sport higher or lower. You want to say comparisons of – I don't know what else I can say. I mean, I've got an opinion on this. I don't like I am strongly against just putting people in for the sake of putting people in. I want your regular seasons to really matter and mean something. And I think one of the things that college basketball has is the ability to play 30-some-odd games, and it's like baseball in a sense that a team can be – colder. That's what Denny Crum didn't. Denny Crum intentionally scheduled super hard games early in the year because he wanted Louisville to be battle tested by the end of the road. And he didn't care what his record is. He had the ability to not care because of how they're set up.
So to that point, in college football now, you avoid those. Because if I lose early on, I'm out. Because I can't lose one game.
Can't avoid, but there's certain teams
so
you can't
avoid. So I don't
want
to play anybody that's really, really good.
But if you're a bad – but you have to
because
play.
Because if I lose a game, I'm out. It's terrible.
But the more restrictive it is, the more you value you get from playing.
It's un-American. It's communist.
Cincinnati, the only reason
you're
they're
a
here
communist.
Is – the only reason Cincinnati is here is they beat
undefeated.
Notre Dame.
And they're undefeated.
The Notre Dame game. If they didn't
undefeated.
Have a Notre Dame,
if they lost one game,
undefeated is
they
fine.
Had slipped up
but
one
if they
week.
Hadn't, if they hadn't beat Notre Dame and Notre Dame hadn't kept yeah. winning, they're not in.
So Notre Dame, okay,
got to have quality wins.
That's exactly. Okay, they have to have quality wins. Yes. Alabama doesn't. Alabama doesn't.
Alabama,
need any
yes, they do. SEC, you can't well, make the argument. SEC is quality wins.
Right. Okay. Then you know, the Pac-12.
They had quality wins. They had Oregon would have been in if they would have just handled their business. And
well,
that's where they lost to Stanford.
I got you. Go
no, no, no. They had already lost to Stanford. They were still there. Stanford sucked balls.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
They did. And they beat
wow.
Oregon.
Ugliness.
With injuries.
It's ugliness.
And they were still in.
Yeah.
They were in if they handled their business. They didn't handle their business.
Right. Ohio State's not in. They're probably one of the best teams, but they're not even in the
they
playoff. You know
late.
Why?
Because
they lost
Cincinnati,
to Michigan,
you know
the
why?
Second best team in the
because
country.
Because Cincinnati beat Notre Dame. That's why. They shouldn't have fallen behind Cincinnati if you wanted them in.
They shouldn't have fallen behind because Cincinnati won. Ohio
Cincinnati doesn't have many quality wins, but they have one that mattered the most, and that's only because
we'll
Notre Dame kept winning.
We'll never agree on this, ever.
Notre Dame kept
we'll
winning.
We'll never agree on
I
this.
I just don't want to
and
give
when
the
– When it's,
I don't
when it's 12
give out,
teams
I'm
and
just
it's
not
awesome,
giving out your participation.
When it's
ribbons.
12 teams and it's awesome, then you're going to go, man, I wish I wasn't. I wish it was. I wish
I'm
I
not,
didn't act like it was 1930.
I'll give you your ribbons. Don't
and,
make
and
me watch
other
your
news,
games.
Army's undefeated, and they win the
I'll
national championship,
you,
even though they didn't have
this
a playoff.
What you think Army
congratulations
could
to the
somebody.
Army Cadets.
Here we go, children. Line the teams up. I'll hand ribbons out and just say, look, I don't want to watch you play here. Here, SMU.
In the University of Chicago.
Take it.
Unbeaten.
Take it.
And they win the national championship, although they
couldn't
did not
beat a team like
anyone.
Alabama.
Congratulations to the University
of
Chicago.
That's not happening. You're telling me SEC teams don't play anybody?
It used to happen. Army
anybody?
Used to win all the time. And they didn't have to have a – they didn't play anybody in the playoff.
Like 90 years ago when there weren't face masks. What does that have to do with today?
It's the same thing. That's what you want. You want no face mask anymore. Leather helmets.
You want this is professional
wool,
football now.
Wool sweaters is what you want.
I'd love that. Okay.
I know.
I'd love
let's,
a wool
let's
sweater.
Let's move on into this century.
I'd love a wool sweater.
Let's 912 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk about Mike. Now Mike Holley, okay, he blocked for a Heisman Trophy winner. If they would have had a playoff then, that team would have gotten in.
No, they wouldn't because they were on had probation. They couldn't go to a bowl game.
Well,
so
if it
wrong.
Was today, they'd have the NIL and
they
beat
SMU by 100.
And they would have beat they would have been able to pay everybody in the NIL then, okay? So they wouldn't have been suspended. So here's the deal. You know, Mike Holley, yeah, he was on that team. It was just, I don't know what he got out of it. I do know this. He created a great business. I don't know if he used that money to go start H&P. I don't know. I'm not saying, I'm not accusing anybody of anything. All I'm saying is that if you want a great payroll company, an HR company, if you want a company that is actually going to take care of your Affordable Care Act and all of your taxes and make it so easy on you, if you're spending way too much time on your payroll and your HR and paying people to do this, and all of a sudden it's become burdensome and they're making Affordable Care Act mistakes, or they just don't get the unemployment claims or everything else that's going on with your business. Well, did you, and oh, by the way, how were your PPP, how was your small business loans? Did they take, were your people able to take care of it? Because HR and P took care of us. All at HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Are you interested in seeing West Side Story?
Not really.
No?
I never have really cared about it. The musical?
The musical.
With Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Oh, no. Yeah, there's a
no,
new
no,
one.
No, no, no,
no. The movie. Spielberg redid it as a movie.
No, that's right. It wasn't Lin. That was In the Heights.
Yeah, Spielberg has done. It's Spielberg.
Yeah, Spielberg's doing it. Yeah, no, I don't care.
You don't care?
No, but I saw something interesting to me yesterday. Javier Bardem and Nicole Kidman as Lucy and Desi.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw a little bit of it on a TV show that had, they were interviewing Javier Bardem, and he was... He's Desi Arnaz.
And who's Lucy?
Nicole Kidman. And she actually had a pretty good... They tricked out the face a little bit. Yeah, and she had a pretty good... She was a pretty good Lucille Ball. Actually, that movie looks interesting. I kind of... It sucks that right now, I don't really... Like, movies are... The idea of going to the movie theater or watching movies, it's just so far... Away
really?
From yeah, I don't go
I
to movie theaters.
I just went the other night. I saw
it.
Gucci the other night. It was okay. It was long.
If I'm not watching a whole series, it's hard. You can develop character if you got a series.
I'd rather go to the movies than watch it at home.
Oh yeah, I would too. But I would rather watch a series where you got character development, storylines, and that's what sucks. Is I really don't think movies are ever going to come back the way that they were. And you know what? I have seen movies on HBO Max when they come out the first 2 weeks. They're on HBO Max. I've watched some movies like
I watched,
that.
You know, at right now, The Power of the Dog is out at theaters.
Oh yeah, what
but
is
I watched
that?
It on, I watched it at home on Netflix the other night. I'm glad I didn't watch it at the theater. It wasn't that good.
The Power of the Dog. Power it got 96% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it was a little long, and
it's got
I don't
Jesse
know.
Plemons. I love Jesse Plemons. Did you ever watch Texas Friday Night Lights, the TV
no.
show?
No.
Golly, was that good? I was so late to it that the husband and wife characters were so unbelievably good together as a high school coach and his wife. Jesse Plemons was really, really good in it. I thought that was a great, and I didn't watch it. Like, I was very late to that. I just watched it streaming, and I got hooked on it. And that's where I saw Minka Kelly, and I was like.
Oh, yeah, I saw that first episode with Minka Kelly, and I thought, this is interesting. And then I thought, she's in high school, so I don't really want to watch this anymore.
And then you thought, wait a minute.
She's probably 26, though, in high school.
Yeah, but I'm just whatever. Anyway, like I was saying. no, it was a good show. Friday Night Lights, I liked it better than the movie. It was a really good show. That was one of the first series I really locked in on. Like, other than that we're on, like, on a streaming platform. Of course, I watch series on HBO, Oz, Sopranos, all those shows. But on streaming, one of the first shows I streamed was, that I remember, like, a whole series, more than one season, was...
Didn't you stream Breaking Bad?
I guess I streamed... No, I didn't. I watched it live as it was happening.
Oh, you did?
I watched it. Actually, I watched, I streamed Friday Night Lights and The Wire were two that I didn't get into until after other people did that I loved both of them.
Did you see Succession Sunday?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Did you?
No.
All right, let me just say, first and foremost.
Is it better?
Yes. First and foremost, you know how the kids, like, we know that it's a dysfunctional family and all that. This is the realest it's ever. I realize what they've been doing now. They have been slowly, they wanted to make it more and more dysfunctional. And it's at a point right now where the Shiv talks to her mom in England. The conversations they have are super, super real. When you say, you know, I just never should have had kids. And Shiv's like, well, she says that matter-of-factly while she's smoking a cigarette. The stuff that happens with, and then, okay, all I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you one thing. I'm just going to tell you one thing. Roman sends a D-pic to his own dad.
Oh. Not to that older woman that's running the company?
Well, he thought he was, but they even show how his hand.
Oh, he thought he was?
Yeah, he thought he was sending it to Jerry, but then his dad had sent a text, and he tried to swipe his dad's text up. He was in the middle. He had a picture of it.
Why are you telling me
he
this?
He had the junk and his text all ready to go. He tried to swipe his dad's text up, but what he did was actually open his dad's text. And so he sent it to his dad, and his dad didn't take it well.
Surprisingly.
His dad was not happy to catch a D-pic from his son. Kendall's a mess. Like, it's really.
Why'd you tell me that? I want to watch it and go, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, this is, there's some stuff that happens in this one. But mostly, you realize, oh, it's getting dark now. The family, it is really getting dark.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to watch it tonight. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
Power of the Dog. What is it about?
It's about a bad guy on a ranch and the kid and the mom.
Is it still on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
It's only going to be there for a certain amount of time, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Could watch it in the theater, though?
Yeah, you can watch it in the theater. They did that with Scarlett Johansson's movie.
Oh, no, they do a lot of it.
Yeah, they're doing that a lot. You just spoiled, Rahil says, you just spoiled the best part of the show. Why'd you do that? Why are you outing it?
I just wanted John just to know. I don't know. I probably shouldn't have, but I just couldn't help myself. Hey, you know what I didn't see and then I don't care about seeing? Tiger King 2.
No, I'm not interested.
I have zero interest in that.
Zero. That's just a money grab. Let's get Richard in here. Hey, Richard.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I can only say that you should have listened to a little bit of the Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round yesterday when they said that Granato and apparently Palillo would be one of the most uncomfortable listens of any of the guys paired on the program. I kind of just thought your opinion on that. And then people have brought up the 0-2 Texans, how they would crush this team. And I was just looking at why suddenly after, you know, Dom Capers, you know, went off, won a Super Bowl, that Kubiak guy went off, won a Super Bowl, Bill O'Brien already had a Super Bowl and probably going to win a title with Bama this year. And Cully, I don't know if I think he already had a Super Bowl, but why is Cully such a weak hire? And then my only other question was, you guys talking about HBO shows, did you hear about the Santa Inc. little Santa comedy show that Seth Rogen, Canadian person who is Jewish, not a big deal at all, plays Santa, and Sarah Silverman is this female character playing Santa, and she wants to become the new Santa, and Seth Rogen feels like all the negative views against it is because it's white supremacist. So if you don't like the show, you're a white supremacist. So I'm just seeing y'all's opinion on that. And that's Bill O'Brien. I'll hang up and listen.
I can see that. If you don't like something that Seth Rogen is in, you're a white supremacist. I get it. I get that.
Okay, Santa Inc.
Well, wait a minute.
Santa Inc.
If white people for years could play Native Americans or black people or what, why can't Seth Rogen play Santa Claus? He's an actor. It's acting. He could act.
Are you a Seth Rogen guy?
I think I like some of his.
He's had his moments, but he's kind of like, I've gotten enough of Seth Rogen. You know, I'm not even a huge Will Ferrell guy, by the way. Will had his time where there's some stuff that I like, but in general, I'm not a big Will Ferrell guy. I think they top out pretty quickly, and then you either just keep rolling with their comedy or you don't. But Seth was on. I did watch Larry David, and he ends up.
Are you going to spoil this too?
No. But the stuff that he. Okay. No, I'll just let you see it. Have you watched any of them this year?
What?
Larry David.
No.
Okay.
I've never really watched it. I've never gotten into the show. To his point about me and Charlie, Andrew Carlson, who's worked with all of us, I think, said, yeah, the most uncomfortable pairing of the boys on the Wheelhouse were, they were saying, what would be the most uncomfortable pairing of
all the shows? He called it Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round.
That's not what it's called. It's called the Wheelhouse. That might be, I kind of agreed with Andrew. I was listening to it when they said it. He said, me and Charlie together, because, you know, Charlie would talk sports and then I'd want to talk about a lot of his personal life or people he was, you know, stuff that he was doing.
I did a show with Charlie and I did a segment called, I even had music made called Getting to Know Palillo. And I would ask him random stuff like, are you afraid of snakes? What's your favorite color? This, that, and the other. He wasn't
that's not with that
his
show.
Jam. I don't think that's his jam. No. Talking about himself and his personal life or just giving you an open door into his being. Now, that's not Charlie's jam.
Now, okay, if you would ask him a question like, who do you think should take the final shot for the Cougs basketball team?
That's his jam.
That's it.
That's his jam.
Yeah.
Well, there is a number of choices here.
How many women have you slept with? That would be different.
That's not a topic. No. Or to be fair, you've never asked that of any of your did you ever ask that of Sean Salisbury?
No, but Sean would have said, he wouldn't have been uncomfortable with that.
No.
No.
He would have told
me. He would have been like, I don't know, hundreds, I don't know, thousands.
I was an NFL quarterback, dude. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay, who's the most famous person you ever slept with, Sean?
Would he answer that?
I don't know, but he's told me stories, and it's pretty famous.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
That wouldn't be about me, but I got a friend of mine who works in the, no one would know him. He works in kind of like the analytics world or whatever, data collection, player tracking type of stuff. And he's got one. Did you ever see the movie? I gotta remember this girl's name. It was like in the mid 90s, and she was not a nice person. I'll come up. Linda, no. I'll come up with it.
We'll do it for News of the Week because we got Tim McMahon. We're going to talk NBA basketball with Tim McMahon next, right?
What about Brando?
ESPN 97.5.
Tim Brando?
Tim McMahon.
Oh, dang.
Tim Brando was on earlier in the week with the Bees or the Wheelhouse or one of them. Anyway, we got to talk right now about Absolute Marble and Granite, and that's my man Jeff Aronoff over there at Absolute Marble and Granite. He's awesome. If you're looking for a great way to improve your home or your business, and it's kind of a big deal that you have to do this. I've been talking about this for a long time. I don't know how long you've owned your house, owned your business. And if it's your business too, by the way, people want to come in. They want something nice. They want something that's, they don't want run down. They don't want broken. They don't want, gross in the bathroom. If you want to redo your bathrooms, if you want to redo and listen, and that's what Jeff does. I mean, there's examples of businesses all over where he's done, big bathroom redos. If you're looking for a great way to get more value for your home, for your business, you got it. It's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. There are plenty of jobs that are too small. There's no job that's too big for him. He will get this job done, and he'll do it all, by the way. You don't need an architect. You don't need a designer. You got Jeff. He will do it all. It's 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey, guys, Houston Rockets going tonight. They are taking on the Brooklyn Nets. And James Harden, obviously, back in town. The beard is back. Kevin Durant is back. Well, he's just playing in Houston again. But this is a chance for your Rockets to really catch a W against a good team. 6-game winning streak. This is a chance to make it 7. The energy in the building should be something like we have not seen for a while. Tickets are selling fast. If you want to be part of that energy in the building, when James Harden makes it back into Houston and the Rockets extend their winning streak to 7 games, why don't you simply go to Rockets.com, get your ticket now, and be in the building for the big matchup of your red-hot Houston Rockets taking on the Brooklyn Nets. It's Rockets basketball, Rockets.com.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. While you were doing that, Tim McMahon, ESPN NBA reporter, was listening to you do a commercial for the Rockets. And Tim, welcome to the show.
When a commercial is a public service announcement something that people should
not really a public service announcement per se. It was actually a paid spot. So Tim McMahon joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Tim, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, man. I don't know how much of that is going on around elsewhere, but the Rockets here have got to sell this team, and it was a difficult sell up until about six games ago. It was an impossible sell, and now they're on this six-game win streak. Okay, but it's for the most part, it's been done without Kevin Porter Jr. and without Jalen Green.
And against some lesser teams.
That's
fine.
The lesser teams anyway.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this little run that they're on? And I, to me, it's kind of, Tim, it's not all that great because you don't have the guys involved who are really the biggest part of your future.
So you are a Houston radio host who had to live through a 20-game losing streak last year, a 15-game losing streak now, or recently. They've responded by somehow riding the ship and winning six straight, and you're not happy about the winning streak. I'm gonna tell you this. In a rebuild like this, you're going to have to take the rays of sunshine where they come. And now, I understand what you're saying in terms of, look, the primary objective of this season is the development of the young players. And top of that list is Jalen Green. Number two on that list is Kevin Porter Jr. So I see what you're saying. Damn, you would never get invited to a party at Almost.
I know it's different. I know. I want to see, though, because what I've seen out of Jalen, do you like the rebuild that you're seeing right now? Because when Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green are on the floor together, it's not very cohesive.
Yeah, and look, Jalen Green is not ready to impact winning unless he just gets red hot right now. You know, unless he just has one of these nights where he's 8 of whatever from 3. And that doesn't mean that Jalen Green doesn't have, like, you know, perennial all-star type of potential. You know, the guy I always point to, and it's not hard to find the comparison, is Anthony Edwards last season. Not different body styles, all that kind of stuff. But my point is, a high scoring potential teenage shooting guard, it's going to be tough. Anthony Edwards had no clue in the world what he was doing for the first few months of his NBA career. Jalen Green's head has also been spinning, and you know, you've seen that on the floor. You know, the hope is he'll be back sooner than later. I certainly don't get the sense that it's imminent, his return. And that he will continue to get an experience and continue to grow. And again, going back to Anthony Edwards, you know, he's a guy who is a very good, if not an all-star quite yet, but a very good player in his second year. The growth can happen quickly, but when you start a teenage rookie and he's going to be kind of the focal point of your offense, there's going to be some tough times.
Yeah, I think it's a tough philosophy on how you handle a player like Jalen Green right now, because, you know, we see it in football. The 49ers are sticking Trey Lance on the bench, and they say this is best for his developmental growth. The Kansas City Chiefs did that with Patrick Mahomes. In basketball, though, and this is a really bad team, Rafael Stone and Steven Silas have to figure out, how do we get fans excited about this player, and how do we help him grow without doing damage to his overall, I guess, profile in the near future, but, you know, in terms of who he's going to be as a player.
I don't know if it's Rafael Stone and Steven Silas' job to figure out how to get the fans excited. If they develop the player, the fans, you know, you build it and they will come. If Jalen Green develops into one of the best scorers in the NBA, fans will get excited. I don't think that they need to be worried about always selling tickets during the early stages of a rebuild. Now, you know, perhaps there's other people over there who feel differently, and that's fine. They have an entire marketing department. Again, I think when you start throwing, especially at a coach who's trying to figure out how he can develop players when it's his first full-time head coaching job, if you start putting ticket sales on him, come on, dude. Well, let him worry about basketball. Let other people worry about ticket sales.
Tim McMahon, NBA reporter, ESPN, with us here on ESPN 97.5. Jay Will, this morning on ESPN Radio, made a comment, said, the East is better than the West, and it's been a long time since that's been the case. You agree?
Look at the standings and give me an argument otherwise. The East is way better than the West. You know, the Grizzlies are sitting at 14-10. So surprising, 14-10, I'd even say. They're the four seed. There's nobody else behind them in the Western Conference who's more than a game above 500. You know, the five seed in the West would be, you know, scrapping for a play-in in the Eastern Conference. And the East is a lot deeper. Now, you can argue, well, the champions still might come out of West. I think there's two teams in particular and a group of three, if you include the Jazz, who obviously have to prove it in the playoffs, who, you know, can argue that they're as bona fide a championship contender as anybody. But top to bottom, it's not even close East to West anymore.
The Nuggets are usually up there. The Clippers will be better as we go along, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nuggets have had, you know, they've got two max guys who are out now. Kawhi Leonard's out for the Clippers. You know, Portland's sinking, but, you know, they've got Dame and now, unfortunately, CJ McCollum's. But, you know, so there's all kinds of circumstances, but still, you know, the competition to get into not just the playoffs, but the play-in is much, much tougher now in the East than it is the West. And regardless of circumstances, there's no way you could argue otherwise.
I want to talk about something. I want to talk about this Luka article, because he's a guy who is, you know, one of the next big young superstars. But I do feel like with what's happened with Zion Williamson, with what has happened with a lot of players over the years, conditioning matters, how you handle yourself in the offseason matters. I didn't expect Luka to be one of those guys, but you guys talk about the fact that Luka has weighed over 260 pounds over his last 2 years headed into camp. That is going to have an impact as he gets older. And I'm curious to see what you think or what you're hearing about how Dallas plans on handling that, how Luka plans on handling it.
Well, and let's be honest, it's having an impact when he's 22. I mean, Luka's putting up really good numbers, but he's not playing to the extraordinarily high standard that he's set. And last year he got up to a slow start last year because he was, you know, not in great shape. He was able to play his way into shape and obviously have a first-team All-NBA season and was phenomenal during the playoffs, phenomenal in the Olympics for Slovenia. I tell you, it's a little alarming that in 3 weeks, the three-week break that he took, he was able to you know, get in this rough a shape. But he did. And, you know, Luka is going, like, if he's in really good shape, he's probably in the upper 240s. Like, he's a big, thick guy. He's got, you know, just that body type. But when you're pushing 260, that's too much. And he's a guy who, at some point, he's going to have to decide, hey, am I cool with just being one of the best players in the league and being very, very good? Or do I really want to fulfill my potential and see where, you know, how high I can be among the all-time greats? Because he has that kind of potential. And, you know, it's not, you can look at a guy like Nikola Jokic. Jokic, look at his body early in his career and look at you can see the work that he's put in recent years, and he's gone from being very good to last year being the MVP of the league. And that's a challenge for Luka. How great do you want to be? Because if being great is the priority, then that's a year-round commitment, and it's, you know, it's diet. It's, you know, cutting down maybe on some socializing, so to speak. You know, obviously, commitment to off-season routine, it is a lot. And, you know, it's not something that is necessarily fun, but I would think that, you know, as great as he wants to be, at some point, it's a commitment that he's going to be willing to make.
Tim McMahon, ESPN, here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Quickly, a quick synopsis of what you think will happen with three big players, Dame Lillard, Ben Simmons, and Kyrie.
Yeah, the Dame thing, you know, one, hopefully he's able to get over those ab issues and able to get back and play like himself sooner than later this year. My educated guess on that is Dame Lillard will end up, you know, being moved probably in the off season. I don't think it'll happen before the trade deadline. Ben Simmons, boy, this is a Daryl Morey classic. And you know, Daryl is, as you guys know, haven't seen him with the Rockets. One thing he can stomach is just awkwardness. And so, you know, I don't think he's going to be 4 years worth of patience. But if they, you know, I don't think he's going to take a pennies on the dollar deal. And so I would say it's a flip of the coin to see if Simmons gets moved before the trade deadline. Now, you know, Portland looking like a rebuild should be probably the best route. Perhaps that shakes something up. And I still think, you know, it's not going to be Dame. But, you know, I think there's a C.J. McCollum for Ben Simmons trade to be figured out there. And I'm sorry, who was the other guy?
Kyrie.
Nah, Kyrie's going to sit on his couch and, you know, Google conspiracy theories.
He doesn't really care, does he? I mean, he doesn't strike me as a guy that loves ball enough to get out there by any means necessary. He hasn't done it now.
I think he loves basketball. I just, you know, there's a lot going on up there, and I just don't think he's going to take, you know, he's got his heels dug in. He says he's not anti-vax, but he's not going to get it in his arm. And if he's willing to sit out a whole season, I don't understand it, but that's the way it looks like it's going to be.
That's Tim McMahon, NBA reporter, ESPN, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Tim, thanks for your time. We really appreciate it, man. I'd like to talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, Tim McMahon here on the show. Good job.
That's good stuff.
Time to talk. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And remember, get into the Christmas spirit. We want the Center for Pursuit to make a lot of money. It is a great place. It's independence, growth, choice for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, autism, and similar conditions. We are encouraging you, our wonderful listeners, head to ESPN975.com/12days to give what you can. It's the giving season. It's a wonderful time. David Gao is going to match the first $500, but let's get that up there today because that's just a great, great cause. We appreciate them, and we appreciate all of you that have donated, or if you will donate, please do. Right now, let's do it. Let's celebrate with a Coors Light. Do you think I had any Coors Lights yesterday? I made some gravy yesterday, and some meatballs, and I had a few cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights while I did it. I was on the Barry Show, the Barry Laminack Show yesterday. You think he was doing some Jameson? I was drinking Coors Lights. That's how we roll. And you know what? It's just, well, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm cooking. Okay, I'm going to drink a couple of Coors Lights. I'm not cooking. I'm going to drink a couple of Coors Lights. Watching games, going to drink a couple of Coors Lights. Playing golf, going to drink a couple of Coors Lights. Because it's cold, clean, crisp. I'm always refreshed. I want to always be refreshed. Do you want to always be refreshed? Try my beer. If you haven't tried my beer, or if you tried it before, maybe, I don't know, maybe it didn't fit your taste, try it again. And I'm telling you, it's going to fit your taste. You're going to like it. It's the best light beer that there is out there. It's cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, let's change out those old aluminum windows for some solid, beautiful windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. They're made in Texas, and Allstate Windows are energy efficient, and they're built for Texas tough weather. The rain, the wind, it's all covered. Keep your home warm all winter long and save on your electric bill with new windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. Call 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 for an appointment for your free window inspection today and get 25% off your windows and for a limited time, no interest for 36 months when you mention ESPN. Family run for over four generations, Allstate Windows and Siding is here to help Houston. And military, senior citizen, and cash discounts, they are available. Invest in beautiful quality windows. Call Allstate Windows and Siding today or connect with them online at allstatewindowsandsiding.com. That's allstatewindowsandsiding.com. Remember, for the best rate, call Allstate Windows and Siding.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Breaking news. Mark Berman and John McClain both reporting that Zach Cunningham is no longer a Houston Texan. Surprised?
No, not that he was on the way out. You could tell that. Surprised in the middle of the season. Yeah, but he was just suspended. So, do you know that you got to see the whole thing before we get to the news of weird, if we even have time. Before he was drafted, and I was going through, it was the day of the draft, right? Day one of the draft. And I was going through different players and different stuff like that. And one of the personnel guys I was talking to, we got to Zach Cunningham, and he said, not a high football character guy. We don't think he loves the sport. Okay. Well, it looked like they were wrong, because I was kind of high on Zach Cunningham coming out of Vanderbilt. And I thought, okay, well, they were wrong for the first 3 or 4 years. But ever since he got that new contract, the guy hasn't played great, and now suspended twice in the season and now cut from the team. I mean, he can be picked up by another team that needs linebacker, though.
Yeah.
If you like guys to tackle 6-7 yards down the field, I got a guy.
You know, and sometimes it's hard to keep a great attitude with what's going on. I don't believe he had any issues with Bill O'Brien. Right?
I don't recall hearing.
We don't know. We haven't heard anything. I've never heard anything behind the scenes about him with Bill O'Brien. Maybe this is. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what comes out. Something will come out. Anyway, Zach Cunningham no longer a Houston Texan. Mm. Are you good with? Do you know we're going to have a black box for Planet Earth?
What does that mean?
That means they're going to set up it's a black box. It is a monolith. It'll sit on an empty plane in Tasmania, Australia, and it will record every step we take toward climate catastrophe, providing a record for future civilizations to understand what caused our demise.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So
what you're telling me is things are looking up.
Yeah. So, well, at least, you know what, we're helping future civilizations, because, and I think that's nice of us.
Listen, would you like to subscribe? Would you like to find out exactly how we are going to perish ourselves in the future?
Yeah.
Well, but if
we destroyed ourselves and you won't do
that,
it.
Does that not sound like something that a sci-fi movie is made about this, where you go back, you know, somebody in 2180 goes, we have the black box from the way that the humans killed themselves and robots took over. Like, oh no, that sounds exactly like a movie you'd see.
Yeah. But I think this is more
real,
this is more climate, not robotish.
Well, if they say it's how you kill robots, can exist in any climate.
Jamaica's launching a Good Ganja Sense campaign to educate public on cannabis. Do you think that you want to hear Jamaica's pitch toward cannabis?
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
What are they saying? More or less, or
more
being responsible?
More cannabis. Why would Jamaica say less cannabis?
Why? Who are they selling to?
They're selling to anybody who wants to buy some weed.
I mean, I think we're pretty well established. You guys are pro weed. Do you really need that out there?
Listen, America's good. Maybe you should go to Iraq or Iran. Where
who's your target, Mar audience? Yeah, here, we know what your feelings are.
Hey, it's like, yeah,
Can I tell you a little bit about weed? Yeah. No, we know what we know how you. I don't know if you know our feelings on this or not. We do. We do.
Yeah. No. We're good with it.
We get it.
Drug addicts, can I interest you in some meth? Yeah. I mean, I'm already down with it. You know, I don't need any. I'm good. I understand. I get it. All right. We're done. Charlie Polillo is next. I don't know. Is Charlie here? Charlie is back. The winter of Lance and Charlie is on right now, and Charlie,
but not together,
and Lance back in the house. In the meantime, though, Craig DeSurf is here,
and Craig DeSurf wants to give you cookies, and you're like, I know, right? And that sounds like it's something crazy, but it's not crazy. It's called Cookies with Santa, and that's going to be going on this Saturday, December 11th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I think I'm going to bring my daughter out there, and we're going to go get some cookies and check out all the great things going on at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, in Angleton. While you're there, of course, you can take a look at all the great vehicles they have in stock at LanceZCars.com. But general manager Craig DeCerf, Rick Drenner, Santos Cabrera, the whole gang, they are great people, and they will be out there. Everyone's going to get cookies, a goodie bag, and a chance to visit Santa. So if you want your kids to go out and see a Santa Claus and get some cookies, a goodie bag, this is a great opportunity for you to do that. It's a small window. Your college football is over because there's no playoffs. 11-1, now is your opportunity to take your kids to see Santa, get those cookies, and maybe even get yourself a great car at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. For more information, this Saturday, 11-1, go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.